it's time for our weekly Motley Fool Radio game. And this week, it's a round of Which Is Bigger, our signature game. Here's how it works. We'll give you two choices and ask you to pick the biggest one. It's just that simple. This week's player is Joe from San Bernardino, California. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Joe, are you good at estimating sizes of things?
I believe so.
When you paint a room, for instance, do you end up with too little or too much paint typically?
I would typically run out of paint first, I believe.
Okay, but that's an easy problem to correct.
Yes, easier than disposing of the extra paint.
Absolutely true. Of course, there is no disposing on this show. You have to get it right the first time. Joe, are you ready to play Which Is Bigger?
I'm ready.
Excellent. Question number one is entitled She's the Sheriff. Joe, which is bigger, A, the number of women running Fortune 500 companies, or B, the number of female senators in the U.S. Senate?
I would say B.
And the answer is B. There are currently 14 female U.S. senators, and according to the Fortune Magazine 2005 list of Fortune 500 companies, there are 9 women running Fortune 500 companies. Joe, you want to take a guess at a company or two that has a female CEO?
Oh, gosh.
Fortune 500.
Carly Fiorina is out of contention now.
Carly Fiorina, sure enough, is done.
Can't think of any others.
Well, looking over the list, some big names here. Sara Lee, for example. Brenda Barnes is the CEO of Sara Lee. Rite Aid, Xerox, Lucent, among others. So, 9 companies and yet 14 female U.S. senators, worth noting. I predict those numbers flip-flop in the next 10 years. Joe, you're 1-for-1 on the show. Are you ready for question number 2?
I'm ready.
It's entitled Pizza or Pancakes. Joe, which is bigger, the market capitalization, that is the total price tag of Domino's Pizza today, or the market cap of IHOP?
I'm going with Domino's.
You've done it again. The answer is A, Domino's valued at around $1.3 billion, IHOP around $880 million. Domino's recently reported first quarter earnings that soared 36%. That's a stock I need to research. I certainly have sampled the product. Joe, you're trapped on a desert island with only 2 food options, pizza or pancakes. You make the call.
I'm going for the pizza.
And if you had to select a brand, which one would it be?
Domino's does make a good pizza.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of options. Obviously, among other public companies, Papa John's comes to mind. Pizza Hut, a very prominent company for a long time. So I guess America doesn't want for more pizza. We can say that much. And yet, look at those growth rates. Okay, Joe, you're 2-for-2. Let's see if you can stay perfect as we go to our final question, question number 3 on Which Is Bigger. This one's called The Cost of Star Wars. Joe, which is bigger? Is it A, the production budget in millions of the upcoming film Star Wars Revenge of the Sith? Or is it B, the number of days Seattle resident Jeff Tweeten will have waited in line when the newest Star Wars film opens on May 19th.
Ooh, in millions. I'll go with the budget.
Well, according to BoxOfficeMojo.com, the production budget for Star Wars Revenge of the Sith is $113 million. So how many days will Jeff Tweeten have waited in line to see said film? Well, here to tell us is Jeff himself. He joins us on the line while in line for Star Wars. And Jeff, how long will you have spent in line in total?
139 days.
139 days. So, Joe, unfortunately, this one you are incorrect, but I want to take a moment, pause briefly, because we have to chat with Jeff about this endeavor. And, Joe, by the way, feel free to jump in if you have a question here. Jeff, where did the idea come from?
It came from a little bit of booze and a lot of conversations at Denny's over coffee at 2, 3 in the morning.
And what has the experience been like?
It's been a strange trip. It's had positives and negatives.
Give us a highlight and a low light.
Highlight would have to be having the Sonics cheerleaders come out and perform for about 45 minutes. That was a good day.
How about a low light?
Low light was I was running 104 fever and vomiting.
Oh,
that was a low light.
And Jeff, gotta ask, how do you get meals, and are there bathroom facilities nearby?
There's bathrooms nearby that I can use, and then delivery is one of those magical things.
You're absolutely right. Do you have a friend there who holds your place in line? Is there any danger of you losing your place in line at this point?
There is no danger whatsoever.
Joe, any questions come to mind for you, sir?
I was just going to comment, this was probably a perfect winter for you to have chosen this, huh, Jeff?
Oh, I agree with that.
The lack of rain in the Pacific Northwest probably benefited you.
Oh, greatly. I was happy, but when it did rain, it was kind of miserable because, you know, you spend 2 weeks in the sun and then all of a sudden it rains. It's like, well, this is a bummer.
Last question for you, Jeff. Early predictions for the film. Is it going to be good?
I'm going to say it's going to be the best Star Wars film ever made.
That's very...
You have to remember that all Star Wars films are based on this film. The prequels were leading up to it, and 4, 5, and 6 were all the ramifications of this film. So I think the entire saga hinges on this film.
You know, for all of our sake, but really for your sake most of all, Jeff, I hope you're right.
I hope so, too.
Thank you very much. Jeff Tweeden joined us from Seattle, Washington, in line for Star Wars. Jeff, where can we learn more about your experience?
You can go to my website, waitingforstarwars.blogspot.com.
Love it. Jeff Tweeden, good luck out there, and may the Force be with you.
Also with you.
Well, Joe, great job indeed on this game of which is bigger. You take home 2 full ball caps, hopefully some new knowledge of the wacky world around us. Thank you, Joe.
Sure thing. Thank you.
And that's it for this round of our game, Which is Bigger? You can always hear this game and the Motley Fool Radio Show online at fool.npr.org.